at least, I would say, probably 60% of us are trying to use atomic energy for peaceful purposes.
Mm-hmm. But there is another step from the atomic power path that you can use.
Fusion?
That is a step, yeah.
Omar, I got a question. I need to change the subject here just a minute, mm-hmm. if you don't mind, please.
Exactly.
Okay. They have been talking for, I think, about 10 years, maybe a little longer than that, about building what they call a collider.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is a huge underground system to collide atomic energy, as I understand. Now, maybe I'm wrong. For some other use rather than energy or blowing people up.
Mm-hmm.
Is this correct?
That is correct.
Now, what is a collider?
It is where atoms of a radioactive level are collided at high velocity to create an explosion, which can be harnessed and used. And it does dovetail with conversation very nicely, actually. It is the next step on the power level. It creates enough energy for fusion. And if you use a fusion as an engine, what can you do?
Use the power of the world with clean nuclear energy.
Well, now wait a minute. Is there a way of harnessing it to put it in a container so that we can use it for rockets?
Yes, exactly.
To get off of Earth's surface.
Right.
Is there a way to harness this and put it in a container?
Yes.
Well, yes, most definitely.
Because atomic energy won't do it the way we're using it now.
No.
In water-cooled heater rods.
No, that does not work.
That doesn't work for a jet engine or for a rocket engine. There's no way that you can use that system or application for a rocket engine. But if there's a way to harness fusion to put in a container, or how would I say that?
You can use it into a smaller,
a better application than the water.
Build it in space.
Mm-hmm.
You couldn't build it here on Earth and send it up. You have to build it in space, and it has to launch from the space station, let's say the one they're building.
Okay, all right. Station. They haven't started that yet. They're still got that on the planning board or whatever.
I believe it is protected to 97.
Yes, it is.
It is?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. The last shuttle flight that they just did a lot of experiments that were based on enabling space astronauts from working from long extended periods while in space, with a new space suit could just develop.
Oh, well, great.
That was one of the main keys for this last shuttle mission.
Well, super.
Maybe I should put on the engineer headset.
Well, no, that's okay, Omar. We're having a ball with you, believe me.
I believe it would be enhanced by putting on the engineer.
Okay, all right. And it's been nice talking to you.
It's been nice talking to you.
Farewell, Omar.
Farewell. Live long, prosper, and I'll be back.
Thank you.
I believe the young man will appreciate that comment.
I'm sure he does.
I suppose I better have to put on the engineer.
Good evening, darling.
Hey, cool. I'll be back.
She's orchestrating this tonight, huh? Okay. All right.
Hi, Carrie. What up, love?
Yo, I'm here. Hey, okay, dude. Business time. Huh? Yeah. Engineering.
Tell us all about it, Carrie.
Good evening, Carrie.
Seems like I've been given a blue light.
Oh, you've been
green
given
light,
green light.
Blue on our planet.
Okay.
Yeah.
This has been
propulsion systems. Okay. A random propulsion system powered by a cold fusion reaction fired at a steady stream will give you a velocity approaching water light speed. which will take you how many years to travel 4 light years? Quarter speed?
Take you
16 years.
Correct. Okay, that's as fast as you can travel safely without having other devices to stabilize the molecule constructions of the occupants and the vessel itself. Okay, now, if you take a reaction of a nuclear system and you create the power necessary to power, you can use nuclear reactors in space. They're the power source to create the necessary chemical reaction, but not directly. They're like the battery of your
car.
They're the electrical supply for the reaction. After all, your car doesn't really need an electrical device to make it go, does it?
Yes.
You could use heated bits of metal to create the explosion. Very inefficient, but it does work. And that's what you're heading for in space, is a explosion that is focused and therefore propels a vessel. You see, you don't need a continuous power source. You don't need it putting out power all the time, because in space, from zero gravity, there is no friction whatsoever. You could have something like this traveling in this direction. You don't have to worry about friction, because there is no air, there is nothing to create friction.
In other words, you could fire a rifle and a bullet would travel until it hit something.
Correct. And it would keep going. And it's the same with creating an explosion. You have to focus the explosion away or in the opposite direction of your projected target. And it has to be strong enough to create the necessary speed. So, what you use the nuclear reactor for is for the ignition system. You use cold fusion for the power source. For the engine, not the ignition system.
There's no environmental danger because in space you have nuclear energy going around you all the time from stars. So a nuclear explosion in space is not going to affect anything whatsoever.
Mm-hmm. And there is fuel all around you in space as well.
Hydrogen atoms and such.
Correct. So what you use is a chemical or a mixture of chemicals which are very volatile and create a explosion that is focused. But you need the nuclear reactor to create the right circumstances to ignite the chemicals that are to be detonated.
So you're talking about two reactors, basically.
Basically, yes.
One hot, one cold.
Mm-hmm. And that's as far as I can tell you without getting into deep trouble.
Yes, I could do that.
Yeah, I could tell you how to build an engine that you wouldn't need a nuclear reaction at all.
Yes, you know about those.
Mm-hmm.
I do.
And what do you think you know?
Because I've seen one.
Yeah, but do you know how they really work?
I've got a pretty good idea. We discussed it before, and I've got the tape that tells me all about it.
Yes, but I've left out very key parts.
True. But those can be figured out. If you say so, darling, you know more than I do on the subject.
Oh, thank you. I'm glad you remember that.
But then, from what Omar said, fusion can be harnessed into a container.
Yes.
Hmm.
It is a little bit like your rocket systems. You have a fuel tank, right, like this.
Yeah, right.
You have another one below it. You have a pipe coming down from this side and a pipe from this side coming to a chamber where it's ignited.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little bit like that. That is the storage area right here where the explosion happens.
Yes.
The chemicals are mixed together, but they will not explode until the right proportion happens.
Mm-hmm.
So by having the right mixture and the right proportion, you have the power supply right there. That is the container that Amol is on, Ben.
Okay. All right. Okay, I got you. All right. Now I understand what you're saying. Okay. Thank you. I appreciate that. I don't want to get you in trouble, so...
No, that's quite all right.
We'll leave it at that.
Yeah, okay? Because I can get very technical, because we can actually do away with these two here.
Mm-hmm.
And we can substitute them for an inlet here and a direct reaction from here.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but like I said, I don't want to get you in hot water.
Oh, that's quite all right. That's quite all right. I'm used to being in trouble.
Yeah, but that's not fair.
No, true. Often it's not, I put myself in the trouble.
Yeah, I know, it's silly.
Mm-hmm. But back to chemical reactions in a vessel with the technology that you have.
Yeah.
Like, you have your nuclear reactor, mm-hmm. right? You have your collider, which is powered by the nuclear reactor. The collider creates the energy supply and the inlet for the reaction to occur with the outside inlet. Okay, that in turn creates a very unstable condition which explodes. When that explodes, with the correct angles and deflection for the explosion, you have the explosion going this way and the vessel going this way.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The stronger the explosion and the stronger the containment field, right?
Yeah.
The tighter the stream that comes out, which mm-hmm. pushes the vessel away. The tighter the stream, the faster it goes.
Mm-hmm.
Ideally, you would have a chamber, let's say, the size of this room, right?
Yeah.
And you'd have an outlet hole about this big.
About an 8-inch outlet cord.
Yeah, about 8 inches.
Yeah, okay.
That would be about 3 units of our measurement. And it has to be precise and detailed. Too big, and you waste too much energy. Too small, and it blows itself to pieces.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be mm-hmm. spot on.
Yes.
And having the interior that is highly polished, again, helps to focus the energy.
Okay.
And that's where the angles come into play. I can't tell you the angles, because that would take... the experience of learning out of formula. So by doing it that way, you have a propelling system that will give you the maximum amount of energy yield and thrust that is necessary to propel a vessel of whatever size that you want over a distance. But you cannot approach anywhere closer than 1/4 light speed.
Because you'll start turning a molecule, you'll start melting your molecules.
Correct. You'll start breaking down to a molecular level.
Yeah, you'll start actually melting everything away.
Yes, and also traveling at that without curving or bending space, you start to experience problems with time as well.
Yeah.
The closer you reach the speed of light, the less time that is expelled. Mm-hmm. For the person in the vessel.
Mm-hmm.
For example,
in other words, you're saying we're traveling at the speed of 1/4 light year.
Mm-hmm.
That would, and it would take you 16 years to travel
mm-hmm.
4 light years.
Correct.
But your aging process and
would be slowed down by 1/4.
Yeah. So you would, age less than 4 years
mm-hmm.
in the 16 years you travel.
Correct. And the best way to look at it is that clock cut there, right? You are traveling at the speed of light, right?
Mm.
And that clock says, 20 after the hour?
Yes.
Traveling at the speed of light, that's what it will say forever to you until you stop traveling at that speed.
Okay.
Okay. Now, let's say that you're traveling at half speed light, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the clock will go half as fast to you as it does to everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
The observer in the field that is traveling at half the speed of light will see things being streaked.
Mm-hmm.
Right? People mm-hmm. will move at half the speed that they're moving at.
Mm-hmm.
So you can get up and walk along the whole entire length of the room. And a person walking at the same speed will only travel half the distance.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
In other words, you go 16 light years and you age 1 year.
No, you age 4.
Four.
Mm-hmm. Because you're going 1/4 So yeah. By traveling 4 light years in your perception, you're actually traveling 16.
That's correct.
Okay.
But a nearest star that's habitable would be Alpha Centauri.
Alpha Centauri is a little bit iffy. You could inhabit it, yes.
Well, I mean the planet within
Alpha Centauri. Yes.
How far are we from Alpha Centauri?
Actually, at the moment, about 3.9.
Yeah.
3.9
light years.
Light years?
That is your nearest habitable planet. Sirius? No, there's not a habitable planet there anymore. No, not in your dimension, anyway.
No, okay. All right, okay.
Mm-hmm. Still, who needs it? You know, that's twice the distance. We don't have to go that far. We can really go to Centauri.
You might go there for the ruins.
Oh,
with high
a little bit of digging, huh?
Yeah, with a high radiation suit.
Oh, no digging necessary. It's right there on the surface.
Mm-hmm.
Not that you'd actually want to go visit it.
No, because in the third dimension, it's a hot, radioactive wasteland.
Okay.
In your skin, you would last probably maybe 20 seconds.
Very nice in the sixth dimension.
Mm-hmm. In a spacesuit, I would give you about a minute. You'd have to use a very high radiation resistant suit to spend any time there, and then you'd have to spend a long time being decontaminated.
We wouldn't need to, just send down probes.
Yes, but what you bring back is going to be radioactive.
You'd have to decontaminate.
Or bring back pictures.
Yeah.
Just send them down and just broadcast them from there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But radioactivity does affect transmission of information.
Heavily shielded there.
Yeah, it'd have to be tightly focused.
Yeah, that's quite a deal.
Uh-huh. So, if you can run experiments on creating a focused explosion that is let out of an outlet, then you might be up for some Nobel Prize in your physics department.
Well, I won't do that in my turn.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Does tell with what my sister's going to talk about.
My time's just about gone.
No, it's not. I'll let my sister handle that in a few minutes. Your time is just beginning.
What do you mean my time's just beginning? What's all this?
I'll let my sister cover that.
Okay. Are you the one to ask about this?
My sister and myself will be working together. I'm going to be supplying the mobility while she does the brain work.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And she's sitting down getting ready at the moment. We're going to enlarge the peel in a few minutes.
Okay.
And
I was just kind of curious. I just didn't know who I was going to have to talk to find out what the heck's going on with me. Do have my problems.
Oh, yeah. But there's a little bit of it right there, I think.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But in the meantime, do you have any questions, guys?
Tyrell?
No.
Judy?
No.
Are you sure?
Oh, come on. You've got questions.
My mind's blank.
Well, we've got into some pretty heavy conversations.
Oh, you think this is heavy? You'll hear the conversations I have with a couple of my lab assistants.
I don't usually get into this real heavy.
Mm-hmm.
They're usually pretty quiet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But physics is very important, especially astrophysics and engineering, combining the two. Most people don't realize that astrophysics and engineering go hand in hand.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, back on my home planet when I was attending our learning institutes as an engineer, I spent a lot of time learning physics.
Mm-hmm.
For example, gravity works.
Yes, it does.
But I bet you I could reverse that.
I'm sure you could.
Mm-hmm. I just create a magnetic energy field that has a resonance between the two that keeps it balanced in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
Very simple physics.
I just wished I could tap on some more of my memory to help me along in this life, but
all you need to do is tap into the right one and you're set for the next 100 years.
Well, I just can't It eludes me. It isn't that I can't. It eludes me.
Maybe you're not thinking in the right avenues.
That's possible.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I do know one thing. I'm getting very disgusted with myself about my procrastination.
Mm-hmm.
Getting to be an obsession.
Yes. Okay, we're going to blink light. Big Sis is ready.
Okay.
Yeah, she's ready. We're going to set Mark's body up in a sitting position.
Play with the pussy guy.
Not as bad as tea does. Greetings.
Good evening.
Good evening. How's it going? Yes, been there. Okay, here we go. Psychoanalyst time.
Okay.
Okay, now, you mentioned that you have a disgust of not achieving your goal.
That's great.
Right. You have a great fear of that. Also, you made comments earlier on whilst I was arriving about not having long.
Not having what?
Not having long left.
Oh, yeah.
You have a long time left. And you're going to try to outlive your father that lived to 85, right?
Yes, and my grandfather.
Grandfather.
Yeah, I have no idea about my father at all.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You're going to outlive him. You put your mind to it and you're going to outlive him. And you're going to focus on being active. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, it seems to me, having listened to you from the telephone and from talking, hearing my sister and Tia talk to you, that you have a fear of age. How old are you?
62.
How old do you feel?
About 45.
We can do better than that.
No, I'm serious. I'm dead serious.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay, well, first of all, what we've got to do is we've got to get you focusing again, because you're not focused properly, are you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I believe on the telephone they discussed setting goals.
Mm-hmm.
Objectives.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Right, we're going to set an objective tonight, right?
Okay.
Okay, we're going to set an objective for you to relax, to unwind. That this business of yours, you can't do it if you're not focused or relaxed, can you?
I don't believe so.
Okay. What we want you to do is, tonight, when you get home, is to sit with your legs crossed like we have Mark's legs sit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Pick a point on the wall, close your eyes, and visualize that point.
Mm-hmm.
Think of nothing else. And just feel yourself breathing and focusing on that point. Put your hands like this.
Mm-hmm.
Just like that.
Okay.
And think of nothing. Just imagine that point on the wall.
Okay.
And when you're thinking of nothing, listen to your heart. Listen to yourself breathing and keep visualizing. Those are the three things that we want you to do. Okay. Now that will get you relaxed. Now, once you have achieved being relaxed, what we want you to do is write down the first thing that comes into your head. The following night, we want you to do the same thing. It doesn't matter if it's only 5 or 10 minutes. Yeah, 10 minutes would be perfect. 5 minutes is acceptable. Okay. Just to pick a point, breathe, and listen to your heart. And then on the second night, doing the same thing, we want you to write down a person that comes into your head and label it day one, day two. The third day, we want you to do the same thing, but don't look at the first 2 days. When you write it down, right,
mm-hmm.
the person that comes into your mind, you put it in an envelope, you put it face down somewhere, put a weight on top of it, and then you put day two down on top of that one, and then day three, and we'll do this for 5 days.
Okay.
Right? The first thing that comes into your head, And you'll see from day one to day five a difference in the person that you think of.
Okay.
Right. That is focusing.
All right.
That would be focusing on the one thing. Okay? And as you focus and become relaxed, fear will go away. Fear is a tool to be used. Tia talked about using anger as a tool. Fear can also be used as a tool. Now, also, it seems that you have a fear of failure, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, the next time that you have that panic attack, say, hey, it doesn't matter. I will face the fear. I will turn around and I will see the fear coming at me. And the fear I will spit on. I spit at its eye and laugh at it. When you feel that coming on, think of something funny. Make yourself laugh and that fear will just go gone. Okay, now, do you have some questions so far?
No, not so far.
Okay. Now, back to the fear again, and using it. If you look at the fear, right, do you know what the face of fear is?
It's within myself, I know that. Mm-hmm.
I know what the face of my fear is, and it's my face.
Well, I think my fear is probably my biggest fear, because mm-hmm. that's all I've done on the road.
You've never failed. Tell me one thing that you've failed at.
Well, I'm not rich and famous.
Rich and famous? What does that achieve? Mm-hmm. People coming to you and calling you at all hours of the night?
They do that anyway.
I'll tell you a story that Kiri told me.
Mm.
Okay, she heard that this gentleman phoned Carl Sagan at 2 o'clock in the morning, and he goes, "Mr. Sagan, what is the theory on time travel?" And Mr. Sagan goes, "Do you know what time it is?" And the guy goes, "Yes, it's 2 o'clock in the morning." And Carl Sagan goes, "Why do you want to know this?" And he goes, "Well, I want to know it right now." And Mr. Sagan goes, "That's not the question. Why do you want to know this?" And he goes, "I want to know what is the theory of time travel. I want to know right now." Carl Sagan goes, "Why do you want to know right now?" And the person on the phone that was in a bar and drunk said, "Because in the morning, I won't care." And that's what failure is. Okay, so at the moment, it upsets you. But tomorrow, why care about it? A failure is something to learn from. It is somewhere to head to. If you fail, you know why you failed.
I don't know. I really don't know why I failed. All I know is I just prodded through life, mediocre all my life.
No, you haven't. You have been a great success. More than you realize. Look around you. Look at these people that are with you. If you were a failure, would they be with you?
No, I can't really answer that either.
Mm-hmm. I will point out a failure to you. There's a gentleman on the corner of a street that you go past every morning, right? His clothes are dirty, his beard is unwashed, his hair is yellow with dirt. I believe he sleeps in a hotel that is paid for by the government. The person drinks a lot. He has failed in his purpose as a human being. You haven't failed at all. You have a house. You have a family. You have good friends. You may think that you failed. You may have set yourself goals which are impossible. But who wants to be rich and famous?
Mm-hmm.
Talking to somebody that is rich, I'm not rich in money, but spiritually I am rich. Yes, Russ?
You are too rich.
We don't own the land. We only live on it. The land belongs to all the people.
Yes, but you administer the land.
That's right. Therefore, and that is the burden of being rich.
Correct.
But the most richest person on your planet is the person that has peace and harmony.
That's the words, not monetary value.
Monetary value, you can take that away, you can burn it. After all, you can't live off of it, can you?
Okay, then I have another question to ask you.
Mm-hmm.
Why has so many people abandoned me in my life?
People go on to different things all the time. If I was to say all the people that I grew up with when I was a young girl and all the people that I served with when I was in the Defence Force, lots of those people have left me. I don't keep in contact with them. But the people that are friends are always there. Acquaintances, whether they live with us, whether they are people at work or family members, they all leave at one time or another. But the thing is to remember that they are always with us from here.
That's just the problem. They're in there too hard.
Remember the fun times. Everybody goes at one time or another. My mother, I was very fond of her. And she made a choice that she had to leave. She did something very brave, but yet very foolish. And she had to leave. She had to go away.
Simon, What about your ex? Did he make a choice?
Yes, he made a choice to save my life.
So, how can you be sad about that?
Well, I'm not sad about it.
Then why can't I play that song?
Because it's still a deep wound.
I know that. I just wondering.
It's something that is hard to talk about.
Yes.
But it is something that, when I close my eyes and I think about it, I smile. I remember him in my arms as he said goodbye. I remember the look on his face. And he still had a complete whole face. That smile was peace and contentment. But, he's gone. He'll be back one day.
I can't say that.
Are you sure you can't say that? People are reborn all the time. You'd be surprised. The thing to remember is that one day you will be with them. And as long as they're in here, they're not gone. They'll never be gone. My ex-husband is always in here. All I have to do is close my eyes and I remember his smile. I remember his practical jokes. I remember him singing.
Is there that much hurt in there?
Sometimes hurt can be a good reminder. Very good reminder. It's painful, certainly. But it's that pain that keeps us going. And besides, those people that come into one's life briefly and are gone again, we've helped them. Whether or not it is good or bad, we help them. Whether they learn, that's up to them, but we've helped them. And we're never really alone. There's always people in. I mean, you've always got Russ, you've got Judy, you've got Tyrell, you've got Mark. Are they going to leave you?
I can't answer that.
No, I don't think they're going to leave you. They may move out of the house, but you'll always be there. Their skip. You'll always be there for them, and they will always be there for you. You may fight with them. Look, fighting is part of learning. Fighting is a part of growing. We fight, don't we?
Constantly.
And I'm pretty sure Mark, Kiri, and Tia fight. Kiri says yes, she does fight with Mark. And that is part of growing. Those are the people that we fight with that are always around. I fight with Kiri frequently, mainly over clothing apparel, but they are always there, and we're never alone. The person who is alone is deluding himself. The person that thinks that has no friends is again deluding himself. Even that guy that you pass every morning that stands on the street corner, he has friends. He may be failing at what he's trying to do and no longer care, but do you really want to go down his road?
No, I'll never go down that road.
So are you really alone? Are you really afraid?
No, it was just bothering me. That panic kept coming up inside of me. I've never been panicked. Never in my whole life.
Not even when you were under fire?
No, that was total terror. That wasn't panic.
That's the next stage on.
Yeah.
But you see, you overcame that. So you can overcome something that isn't as bad quite easily.
Can I help you?
Uh-huh. Let it out, Skip. Judy's offered to help you. I let out my hair from time to time. Don't I, Russ?
Mm. Yeah, mine's a little blue, period.
Mm-hmm. Everybody sheds water from their eyes from time to time. Let it out. That sometimes is the strongest release. But remember to laugh at it afterwards.
Yeah.
And Judy, as for helping Skip, I think you know the questions to ask to bring it out, because it does take two to heal. But, you know, you can help him to pull out the hurt, because once the hurt is gone, he will be healed. He will be Skip of old, confident, strutting down the street. But there is no fear. The fear is something to be used, to look at. If I had a mirror, I'd show you the face of fear. Okay. And if you remember that the face of fear wears the face that you see in the mirror, mm-hmm. then there's nothing to be afraid of. Yeah. Failure is not failure. So you can't be afraid of failure. Because total failure, you learn nothing. And I bet when you think you fail, that you learn something, so therefore it's not a failure. And that's the thing to remember. And as for people leaving you all the time, there's always more people coming along, and they never really leave you. They're always in here.
Yeah, but that's just a problem right now. They're in there.
Mm-hmm. No, remember them as they were. The fun, the adventure, the trouble. Yeah. You can laugh at them.
Okay, thank you, darling.
I have a question for you off the subject before you leave.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Tia was talking about a gentleman that she works with who they...
A heretic.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he's not allowed back on Sirius because of his religious beliefs.
No, that's not quite true.
Oh, well, that's what she said.
She only told half the story.
I want to hear the other half, darling.
He's a great orator.
Okay.
A very great orator. He's a very analytic mind, which is why he works with Tia. He's also very, very confident. You might say overconfident. And he's very persuasive. In fact, he's in Kiri's class of coercive ability. Put all those combinations together, and what do you have?
Hitler.
More or less.
More or less. The heretic did have a number of followers and believers in what he preached. I won't get into what he preaches because it is heretical.
What about freedom of religion, sweetheart? I mean, you have that down here.
Yes, but not this was dangerous.
Much happiness, I mean.
This was dangerous. It was more of a harkening back to the time of Tonar.
Okay.
And of course, on a small base with select individuals that we have, he has no audience.
I don't doubt that.
Yes. No, we haven't had any luck. Do you think, Pal, Nicole, we haven't had any luck with anybody that looks like him yet?
Oh, no. She's so disappointed.
Well, I've been busy, as you know, and she has been busy. We haven't been able to get down to the corner bar as much, and Kiri's been busy with designs.
Wait a minute. Ask Trina.
Oh, Trini.
Trini.
Mm-hmm.
I'll bet she knows.
I bet she would.
Because she's had a bar there.
Mm-hmm.
Show him a picture. Or show her a picture of Val Kilmer.
I'll punch one up on the computer and I'll take a hollow thing.
Perfect. That'll work.
Mm-hmm. Now, you just thought of Willow. You want a picture like that?
No, just like this. The doors.
Oh, the doors picture. I was thinking more Willow.
I like that too, but this is more the kind that she's looking for.
Mm-hmm.
Not the Willow brand.
Oh.
The doors there.
Oh, you want somebody more like in that flying movie with, what's his name that was in Legend?
Tom Cruise.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, Val Kilmer was in
Top
Gun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think she'd like something more like that.
In the Top Gun version of Top Gun.
Mm-hmm. Let's see what I can find.
Good luck. Show her all three. See what she comes up with.
Okay.
But between Willow, The Doors, and Top Gun.
Interesting combination.
I'll tell Nicole that you're working on it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I will take personal charge. Okay. We're going to put the monster back on.
All right.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, no problem. And Skip, before I go, anytime that you need somebody to talk to, I'm sure that Mark and Russ will be available.
Absolutely.
I know that Mark's going to be available for 6 weeks. Any time of the day.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye, love.
So.
Did she mean monster as in Godzilla or the mummy?
We don't need any yellow ribbons tonight.
King Kong's a little strong.
Yeah, that's true.
Watch, I have PK. I can pick things up and throw them. I just can't throw them from here down to there.
Oh, that'd be a trick.
Mm-hmm. Would be quite a trick.
Would be a good one.
Mm-hmm. I'd even get Tom O'Crazy's eyebrow. And as for Corton, I think that would impress Corton too. Well, yeah, apparently I impressed the hell out of Corton. He cared about my computer skills.
Well, I'm sure purport got to him, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, it involved communications, so I imagine it would.
Yeah. Okay, Don, how much time we got left?
We've probably got about 5 minutes.
5 minutes. Okay, I've got a bunch of serious stuff I can work with, or we can just go with fun stuff. So
let's go with the fun stuff. Session's almost over.
Fair enough.